phone book. Of course, I don't know what they have up here, but in the old days, yellow pages, you could look in the front of that and it would tell you how many drops per gallon of chlorine bleach that you would put in.
Oh.
I'm not officially, is that okay if I answer you?
She's asking you.
Because I've got gallons of it, but I've had gallons for years and years.
I'd recommend you rotate it.
Okay. Or put a lot of chlorine in and then go swimming.
Well, yeah, you could do that, I guess.
Thank you.
Mr. Kremrine.
How deep is Foster Lake now?
Is there any water in it? Is that the good drink?
I'm not aware that there's any water.
You're asking me.
I'm asking what the question is. What is the question?
How deep is Foster Lake?
With water or without
water? No, with salt.
I'm not aware of any water having accumulated in Foster Lake yet.
Right.
Thank you. And I understand that the other gentleman you hired, Mr. Sears, has declined the position.
That is correct. We'll be going over that later.
And you're scheduling more secret meetings on that too? You'll continue that process?
I don't think so. In fact, I don't think we've had any secret meetings at all.
I'm sure you've had at least 6 closed sessions.
But that's not a secret meeting.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
You can't speak about what goes on, so that makes it a secret. What did you not understand?
Well, we don't classify them as secret meetings, we classify them as closed sessions.
Oh, I was talking about the content.
Oh, okay.
Not the nomenclature.
Oh, okay. Any other public comments? No? Okay. Great, we'll go on to the consent calendar. Any public comment on the consent calendar? No? Okay. Mr. Hunt?
I think my comments were just on the operations report.
Okay, if you'd like to address that now, you may.
Okay. I just had one question to pause me as we get to it.
Are you ready, Hausman?
Sorry, you ready, Hausman?
I'm ready.
Well, I'm looking at the last 1 minute set. No, budgetary stuff. Here it is. So, on the check warrants, 15187, the Southwest Riverside Water Board, you know that, South State Water Resources Control Board. 15187?
Yeah, this is an annual permit to the state of California.
$16,000 for a permit so we can sell water?
Yes.
Okay. Whoa. Thank you. Seems a little pricey.
Mr. Cuttle?
Yeah, I had a couple questions on warrants here. Down near the bottom, 15226 for Harold K. Smith?
Yeah.
Is that the right amount, $9,000?
Yeah, it was a weird flow measure we built over there.
Right, but this is for riprap rocks that just go in the creek that fills over with sediment.
Yes.
That check came by today. I think there might be I think that might not be correct. I think that might be 900.
No, it's extra one for this month. It's 450. He sent another bill today. But
this is an accumulation of all the rocks.
Yes.
How many tons is that? It just says tons.
Yeah, almost 200 tons.
200 tons?
Wow. It's too much. It's very expensive.
I hope we can get a handle on that and get cheaper rocks to put in there. It must look pretty. I had a question about the warrant 15195 up about a third of the way down to Wicker Water Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's for, now that's the...
Well, number 11.
To put everything back in there?
Yes.
So it's operational now?
Not operational now, because we need to do the bacteria test. So they started doing Titer 22, which started all the tests for bacteria for well number 11, but it's ready to be on the system, but after the engineering for the state approved, but it's not yet approved.
Okay, but we got more testing and then it'll be ready to do and that's what we'll do.
Yes, yes.
On the, I'm sorry, let me back up just a second. On the River Rock, that's also the delivery charge, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the rock necessarily isn't that expensive, but the delivery charge is usually equal to or more than the cost of the rock.
Wow.
And so each time that you have to fill up the truck and deliver the truck, you're going to get part of that charge. So if you had 22 deliveries, you're going to get a big bill like that. That makes more sense. Thank you for bringing that up.
And then I think there was two, I don't have them listed right here, but I think there was two charges for California computer options. One was the monthly charge near the top, the 15170 for $695.
This is a monthly charge.
And then about halfway down, there's another charge, one warrant 15200 for $347.50.
Yeah.
What was that for?
It was some IT help. The hour is $139 per hour. So
again, for the monthly charge, what does that include? Just that
we the backup for the system for idle wire water district offsite. This is the charge. And I was looking for another comment to see how is the rate outside.
Okay, that's all I have here.
Mr. Jin?
Well, I think this is going to be answered. Forest Lumber, there's two charges, one for 20, warrant number 15225.
Yes, yeah, coming.
It's going to come as part of the...
Yeah.
Okay.
This, we purchase a lot of wood and lumber for building the carbon filter room, and it will be shown right now.
Okay. That was my only question. The others were answered.
Mr. Zlotti?
15172. How much, there's another check for the audit.
This is the remaining amount.
How much was the audit?
$9,000.
Did we ever try to get some bids?
Actually, we got it at $15,000.
This was?
Steve was here. This is the cheapest one, $9,000.
Okay.
This is the remaining.
And going back to the rock and delivery, is there only one source up here?
Yeah, only Smith's. But I think Jack tried to find off and Hammett, and he finds the charges extra. So he says Smith's is cheap.
Have you ever thought about working out a special deal for us since we are, you know, a big consumer of stuff? Or is just trying the regular price for us? So what's the story?
We use him for concrete and
But do we pay exactly the same rate that everybody else does? Was there a discounted rate because we're a big user?
It's a fair price according to Mr. Smith. This is what he mentioned. I give you a good price.
But you don't know how that relates to any other price?
No.
Okay. Maybe it's something we want to look into. What's the auto switch for sewer? That's 3,000, that's Yale Chase.
It's the automatic switch for generator. So the generator will, our generator is manual right now. If the sewer, if the electric going down, somebody need to drive.
I see. So now it's going to be automatic.
Yeah.
And I see a tank crier payment for $2,800.
Is
that the annual contract?
No, this is a drought rate. We need to publish by Christina Carson in one local newspaper. Remember the one who approved it? need to be published. This is the one we published as a whole.
You published everything?
Everything, she said. You need to publish everything.
The whole study?
Not the whole study, the whole...
Notes?
Yeah, the final notes.
And this appeared only once?
Yeah.
What, $2,700? And we don't have to publish it in a local Iowa paper, do we?
Yeah, and she said in a local newspaper.
Would you hand that to any other? Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Under general manager's comment, we have received a complaint that was filed with the water board from a local resident of Pine Cove. We've received the complaint and we've sent it to our lawyers and they are looking into it. We are trying to be compliant in every way, and as far as we know we are, but if there's anything that we can improve upon, we will improve upon that and the lawyers will review that for us.
Well, I will. So basically, Jeff, surprise, filed the complaint. Evidently, when we prepared the inundation study, it showed certain measurements of the dam at Foster Lake at certain heights. And according, we're not sure whether the report was correct in reporting the certain heights, but those heights were somewhat different than the original heights of the dam to begin with. And that's basically the complaint. He says that it is not properly permitted, etc. So we are just referred it to council. There's absolutely no danger or anything. The dam has been regularly checked by the state every year. It comes with flying colors. There may have been some deepening of the well, clearing it of the lake by deepening or something like that. We'll look at it. If it's physically has changed, then we'll make the appropriate application.
Let me clarify that it has nothing to do with a change in height of the dam. There's been no change in the height of the dam whatsoever. The dam has been the same height.
Okay.
The spillway has been the same height. There's been no change whatsoever in that. His complaint had to do with some factors and with removing some silt. So that was where the complaint came in. But that's the complaint. We received it and we've sent it to the lawyers.
We need a vote for the consent calendar?
We're just about to do that right after the general manager's comments.
But I need to do a presentation for the 6 months. Can I do it?
Absolutely. Mr. Hosny has a presentation he'd like to present before we approve this consent calendar.
Like for 6 months to see the financial position for Idlewild Water District. This will give you a little bit spotlight about what's wrong. As you see here, this is the sales cubic feet for Idlewild Water for the water. So if you take a look in 6 months, 6 months 5.864, and here 5.742, the total 6 months per gallon. Here production, you can see so close to each other, 6 for 18, 19, 6.5 and 6.4, so last year and this year. Actually also December, one of the lowest months this month for the water production. 748. And here for the budget purpose, monthly base and sales 102 and 138. This after the rate change. So I keep the difference and variance between each month. So July was a good month, so always action Idlewild because people start consuming a lot of water. And it started going down in August, is okay. But here the revenue went down around 656 from last year. on October 1, 30,000 for 101, went up 29 and back again all the way down. You see how close the sign. This actually is the revenue this month, 91,000. Almost, actually last month, going down the revenue sales. And total here you can see after the rate change, the total amount difference effect from the rate change is 92,000 within 6 months. You're welcome if you have any questions.
Mr. Hunt, any questions?
No.
Mr. Kunkel.
Yeah, I'm just, so this is just since we implemented the new rates, compared with the last, since the residential water, they don't get any prepaid water.
Yeah. Every start, once every drive start, they started charging. But as you see last slide, the total affecting all the idle wild, $92,000. This total commercial residential.
What have been any comments or anything positive, negative, anything to enlighten the board about with how the rate change or how the water is sold?
To be honest, a lot of people like they didn't feel that much a difference, like $2, $3 consumer, more than should be for the consumption. So nobody like mentioned anything. And for commercial, 7 cents uniform rate all the time, so they are okay. They don't have like 10 cents or 15 cents or 20 cents, so they have a uniform rate. So I never received any complaint from the commercial 181 commercial account.
And this includes the residential, both. So both. With the biggest user account, Idaho Arts, any difference there? Did you, have you noticed?
No, but actually one of the things I affected with is the sales, because they started using a lot of stuff like the X-ray tab, like to put your hand to let the water run in with a new building. So this affecting me, so the water starts sales going down. Mm. As you see, like in December, you can see the sales, the kids already off. And you see like idle wire art affecting me right away. Mm. And last year, the same thing, 87,000. Actually here is better, $4,000. But this, you need to pay attention, this residential or commercial, but as you know, like 15% to 20% our income for Idaho Wild coming from Idaho Wild Art.
Right, so we don't know the breakdown here.
This is just the if you want to break it down, I break it down. I have a break it down, actually.
I see.
Yes, sir.
Kind of a question.
Sure.
This is revenue, right?
Yes.
Okay, when did the rates increase, what month?
In August, implemented for July.
Okay, so 300 cubic feet is what everybody gave up, right?
Yeah, gave up.
Okay, no, so 300 cubic feet, and there's about 1,500 meters, right?
14 something, yeah. Okay. 14.
So that's 450,000 cubic feet.
Yes.
How does that relate to 92,000?
For the quantity, yeah. I mean, you're asking about the quantity.
How many cubic feet would $92,000 in revenue be equivalent to?
Here's a total, like you can see 5.864 for 6 months and 5.47, but it doesn't calculate like that because each rate is different from 5/8 inch residential to 3/4 inch to 1 inch, but total accumulated different. You can measure with the dollar sign, which I care about it so much. 92,000, to be honest, this is exactly how the district got affected and got, like, after we eliminated the water, to be honest, I was expecting more than should be, and it's coming in another slide to see how is the difference between the budget and actual what's going on. So here also the sewer, it got $2,000 increase for each one, $2,165 was total amount. After the new rate implemented, it's coming 331 and 318, total amount for 6 months, almost $12,000, 909.
Here is very important part. Here's the budget in our budget published, and the board approved it last June. We're expecting 362,468 after we implemented the new rate, and we got 339, which minus 23,000 difference for the base rate for residential and commercial. For water sales, some goodness went up a little bit because the rate changed. 304 was in the budget. Actually, it came 396 with high amount 91,000. If you add both together, the district went to net 68,412. For the water expense, here's the revenue. This is a part for revenue for 6 months. This has the revenue for 6 months for actual and budget. If you go for expense, we put the expense in the budget, 682,000. We went up actually by end of December, 695,000, with raising 12,749. With total amount ending up with 12,749. For the sewer we put for the sewer base rate 106, it came 104, because sometimes we do an audit, any commercial, any residential coming and request, like cross the street from us, they closed down and said we didn't want, they don't have any more like bar and stuff, so we did a lot of audit, so went down from 106 to 104 with the minus different a little bit, $1,200. This for residential action. Some people close the restroom, they say I need only one. And this for commercial, 227,000, it came 226,000 as of December, with minus 1318, with total amount minus 2,500, which okay, like actually the budget and actual is going so close for each other. For expense, we budget expense 256, but thank goodness 185 came, and this back after we get rid of California Aurora, because it came right now we pay only $3,000 for consulting, which take us for positive 71,000 in sewer.
Are these operating expenses?
Yeah, only operating. General expense and operating goals. Right. 75-25.
I see.
So this is how I like distribute the general expense to.
But one question. What was the expenses of that, you know, created the difference? What didn't we do?
The California Aurora.
$70,000.
We get rid of California Aurora before we pay $14,000 for the consulting.
Oh, it was for the consultant. Who are we using now?
Fred, he's a gentleman from Mountain Center Sewer.
And
he's coming one time, and he signed all the reports for us.
And that's okay with the state?
Yes.
Okay.
He's already paid $3,000.
Yes, and if you ask the state who's the handler, I don't want his name already over there.
Oh, that's a big number.
Yeah. This is why it's making a big difference. To be honest.
Can't see that.
I need to show you a little bit if the board agree to show what's going on with the Idlewild Water District. Okay, this was a building we're building for the carbon filter. It's coming next week. The one cost $200,000 around. So our guys built the room. So this brazier room from outside is connecting for our treatment room. So you have an entrance inside, as you see here. This is the wood. Mr. Les was asking me how much he's buying too much lumber, and I told them it's coming up.
There it is.
Yes. To be honest, and they did a window. They did a very good job because the carbon filter was coming from up. So they're going to make the stuff coming from up, it cannot be entered from down. So
these are our guys doing all this?
Yes. As you see, it's connected to the tree.
Who's the painter?
Dylan. One of our guys, yeah. We did it by ourselves, self inside the house.
Good, good.
Yeah, thank goodness, they are very good. Everything almost ready, and God willing, we'll receive it next week. So, they're going to drop it from top, mm-hmm. they bring the zakhrin.
Nice. Where is this facility?
This facility over there at the shop.
Foster Lake.
Foster Lake. Foster's flats. You okay. can see the tanks over there. This will increase our quality for the water. And this is a new machine we just purchased for 85,000.
It's a very good machine, actually.
So in Yokaiba Water District too. So this will increase the efficiency. They installed it for 17,000. Total amount almost 102. This is a new machine and all this is electric and actually is working by apps, but one of the problem, we don't have an internet over there that much strong, so you can control what time you can let it run, but they already put a timer to run it. And our guys did also the cover for this electric board, so if it's raining or got snow, it didn't touch the stuff.
Where's that located?
It's at the sewer plant.
The sewer plant, right?
Yeah. And this is the pen we put the stuff, so catch any napkin, anything, and drop it here. Mm. And we started contacting CRR if they're going to give us a pen, but depend about how many or how heavy they're going to give here the stuff. See that thing behind the tanks with water?
Auger monster.
Here it is, look at that.
Yeah, the machine is pretty.
All that stuff. Is it working now?
Yeah, it's working right now.
It's a gold nugget right there.
Gold nugget. Yeah, it catches the fresh stuff coming for the Idlewild sewer right away.
Wow.
Looks nice.
And it's spraying, as you see, it's spraying the water to catch whatever it is. It's a very nice machine.
It's kind of X-rated.
Yeah, Auger monster. Look at that. Let's see that.
What's the warranty on that thing?
Oh, they give us 3 years.
3 years.
That's all.
That's it.
And this output.
Depends on what you flush down. It's like a telescope.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
And also to jump in another subject, our guys did the test by end of December while Jack's here, and the test came very good. According to Jerry Johnson, the water field supervisor, he mentioned it came 12 and should be like the MCL with the maximum contamination level, 80, so it came 12. This actually from Babcock, our lab, sending the information automatically to the state and give us a copy every time he sent any stuff to the state.
And the end of Pinecrest?
Yes, this is the lower Pinecrest.
That's five, station five.
And came 4.7, this is the TTHMS, this is a very important part we're talking about. This is a part we got blamed for it. We came 12 and 8, and here 4.7.
Nice.
So I didn't want to write any Excel sheet, so I put the copy for whatever they send for the state to have a proof and evidence from Babcock.
They have what do they attribute the tremendous reduction in THMs and HAA? What created it?
Yeah.
Flushing? What did they do?
Flushing part of it, and the second level actually we stopped using over there until we put the carbon filter. And used?
Oh, using other wells.
Yeah,
we're using the wells.
The Oakwood well?
Yeah, down wells.
I think we're using only two wells from
the Oakwood well. So downtown.
It is ready. If we need it, we put it to the system already in the system.
This isn't the Oakwood well.
No, not the Oakwood well, and it's not involved. But this is a test went to down. And I sent up to the company. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ozni.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ozni.
Thank you,
Ozni.
Thank you.
Very good.
entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent.
Got a first and second, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, passes. Item number two, the board will consider changing the title of Chief Operation Officer to Field Supervisor with the same job description and salary range. The attachment and the job description is attached. Mr. Hunt, any comments?
Well, the original idea for COO was because we had a CFO. It just seemed like that made more sense than if we had a field supervisor, then Hosni would be our financial supervisor. I guess I could go either way, but that seemed to make more sense to me. Although it did confuse the editor at the town crier, she immediately thought it was somebody sitting in the office all day long, because it's an officer, I guess. That's all.
Okay. Mr. Kunkel?
I personally kind of like the title field supervisor better than COO. It just sounds like more entailed, or you have to have a more qualified person maybe for the COO. And I think just having that name there, we might end up having to pay more for a field supervisor than COO just because of the title there.
Okay. Mr. Jim?
No, I like the title field supervisor. I mean, he's outside working, so as opposed to being in the office.
Okay. Okay. Any public comment? No?
Make a motion to approve the change of name with the same job description.
Second.
Okay. First and second. Any further discussion? No? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Passes? 5-0. Item number three, the board will review the contract agreed upon by the board between the Idyllwild Water District and Michael Crichton. Will vote to accept the contract and hire him as general manager, and we're Xing out any other language in that item number. So we have a contract, the board has had time to review it. Mr. Hunt, any comments?
Yeah, our original plan when we hired the general manager and the COO at the same time was that was kind of a combination deal. And now that the COO has declined the offer, I think we might need to search for the field supervisor so they can be hired at the same time again.
Okay. Mr. Kunkel?
I was saddened that Joel was declined or through circumstances wasn't able to take the job as field supervisor. I think at this point here that working together, hiring them both, that to not hire Michael at this time wouldn't be good for the district here. I still would like to hire after Mike gets his feet on the ground here, but to hire a field supervisor to take over the two departments there.
Okay. Mr. Jim?
No, I don't have any comments right now.
Mr. Zavala?
Assuming that Mike is approved and the contract is approved, I think this issue should be left for Mike to assess, to figure out if we need a field supervisor to start with, and should we decide together that that position needed to be filled, then we should look for it. At the moment, I think we should stop looking for that position.
Thank you. Any public comment? Steve?
Because I'm unaware of Michael's qualifications, where did you come from, Michael? Give us a background.
Okay, how far back? I started in water industry in 1973. I worked for Eastern Municipal Water District for 28 years.
For who? I'm sorry.
Eastern Municipal Water District, down off the hill. And I retired in 2001 as the Director of Environmental Regulatory Compliance, and I was also the Director of Water Quality. So those are the two functions I acted on and led the community in evaluating the water quality and ensuring the customers that the water was safe and so forth. From there, I actually, prior to that, I was instructing for the college at Mount Sinai Central in 1979 to 1989, evening water classes. And when I got promoted as a department chair, I had to step down from that. So I took on my new job at Eastern. And then when I retired in 2001, they asked me to come back and instruct the program. In fact, we developed it from one course a semester to 11 courses a semester. And so that program's been going to date. This is my first semester off since 2001. And I had coincidentally stepped down from that position as the department chair. And so I could do other things. I also have a consulting business that I started in 2001, going to water agencies and looking at both environmental and regulatory issues and non-compliance activities of water districts. And I've worked for many districts in evaluating why they were non-compliance, very similar to what you guys are dealing with here, and then developing response and plan of attack to get these agencies back in compliance. I focused more in recent years at the college, so I've been teaching until this last December, and in water technology. My course that I taught most often is environmental and regulatory compliance, or regulatory laws, and so that's where I've spent a lot of time while I was a professor at the college. But I've also done work. I worked for Pechanga running their water program when they were building the casino and the hotel. So I was very involved with what they needed to do to stay in compliance with the EPA, and as well as get in the middle of a water debate between Rancho California Water and the tribe in terms of water rights. And then I've done other consulting for agencies as I've had time. So I'm going to be putting all those things to rest for the most part and be concentrating on running this water district. And I feel.
Where do you live?
I currently live in Hemet. I moved up here in 1974 and I was here till 2002, and I moved to Hemet, and I'm going to be moving back up here. I also...
So you've lived in Iowa for quite a number of
28 years. So I know this community fairly well. It sounds similar. I've looked at the minutes for the last 2 years of this water board, and so I have a good sense of what the issues are, and many of those I think can be resolved and or avoided, prevented. I also taught at the college ethics courses. I talked to water individuals and the importance of water and how they have the responsibility of ensuring that water is safe to drink and the consumers can feel confident that it is safe. So that's a big focus of mine, is looking at those issues. I guarantee you I'll look at every lab report, and the minute there's something that looks out of compliance, I will be notifying the board, and then we'll work up a communication to the state, as the state dictates, but to the public to notify you. So I feel confident that those kinds of issues will go away, or at least be addressed immediately.
Michael, you didn't mention your involvement with this board.
Oh, yes. And I was on the water board from 1979 to 14 years. I was the president of the board 5 of those 14 years.
Yes.
So I also have that viewpoint, and sat over there. And so I feel like I have a good connection to Idlewild, and I'm looking forward to getting back up here doing the job.
And you've already signed a contract?
No, we're going to approve.
We're thinking of signing a contract tonight after public comment.
Right.
Got a name on there, it's just
Temple. Well, that could be changed. Pretend it's not there yet, I'll put it up when it's ready. But seriously, I think I'm excited about coming back here. And I look forward to it.
And the contract is for a normal type of hours?
Yes, 40 hours minimum. I expect it will be more than that, especially in the immediate future. But I want to get up to speed, evaluate what we have here, and then make any recommendations to the board, whether it's staffing or purchases or whatever the case may be, protocols, policies, things like that. So I'll be addressing all those things. I will be in the field as much as possible, and I need to know what's going on in the field. So
this is personal. Do you know Don Ziegler?
Yes, very good friend of mine. Okay. I worked with him.
I'm wondering if Don was, if you're the one that Don told me about.
It could be. Yeah. He's been wanting me to come back up here, so.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You had a question?
I was just going to ask about being in the field, and I think you just, you said as much as possible, right?
Yes. I've taught over probably a couple thousand people who've ended up in the water industry in all my years of teaching, so I understand. Of course, the classroom is one thing and practice is another, but I work both as a consultant and running the water system at Pachanga and other agencies to get them up to compliance. So I feel very confident I can handle this job. And I'd like to think that's why the board wants to hire me.
I was just asking, because if the person they're talking about is a field, what was the name?
Field supervisor.
What we've actually done is we've eliminated talking about that position tonight, and we're just going to be talking about the general manager, although that came up as part of this discussion because they had, as part of this board agenda item, and hiring of the field supervisor. But we've eliminated that line from the agenda item because that's not going to take place tonight.
Right. But you as a board wanted to hire the two positions, thinking that you'd have a general manager in the office and someone else in the field. And so that's my question. If you're being a general manager in the office, are you also going to be able to be a manager in the
field? My best, yes. And I need to know what's going on day to day. I can't just talk to them and say, how'd it go today? I want to know. I want to look at every aspect. I'm used to evaluating agencies, and so I want to know the kind of equipment they have, the policies they have, the procedures, the routines, standby, everything, hours worked, all that. So I need to be in the field to see that. Yeah. And I will just not be consistently say I'm going to show up on Monday mornings and I'll be back on Friday. I'm going to mix it up whenever I can, and I want to know what's going on out there. Mm. So I think I can handle it. If it seems to be too much, then I will make a recommendation, but I'm pretty confident that I can get this thing going. So.
Any other public comment? No?
All right. Mr. President, I still feel that our whole discussion during this search for a general manager ended up being we're going to need a general manager and a field supervisor. And we even talked about a field supervisor being more important. And I think Mike's going to do a great job as general manager and at board meetings and stuff, but we need somebody out there training our employees, because that's one of the issues we have. We have more issues out in the field right now than we have here in the office and boardroom.
Well, that'll get equal, if not more, attention. That's one of the things I want to do is evaluate training. I want to see where these people are, what they want to better themselves as employees here. So I'm going to be working on all aspects. I'm not going to be backhoeing or welding a pipe, but I'm going to be there when they're doing those things. And I want to make sure they're doing it correctly.
Do you know how to teach them to do it correctly?
Yeah. Well, I know how to get people who can teach them. It doesn't have to be me teaching them. It may cost a little more money, but if I can prevent us from hiring an additional position that you don't need to, then that would make sense to me as a board member.
Somebody that would just come in for training?
Yeah, I was just talking to a general manager today at Cabazon, and he's hired someone to come in and teach his people how to do backhoe. Mm. And I'm a big fan of cross-training. I would expect them all to know each other's jobs, and I think that's achievable. Yeah.
Good. And I agree with Board Member Hunt that we did make that assessment that we needed both positions. But I think, given the fact we hired Mike, he should assess that need and how that need will be served. And if it requires more field supervision, we certainly will come back to it. And
I guess that's my concern, is we will no longer be assessing it.
Well, we might instruct him to do it at an appropriate time.
And we'll look at using in-house staff. If there's a leader within the group, then that's would take that role, depending on the detail and the amount of time spent. But that's the way I look at it.
And I'll make a motion to approve the contract that we have with Mike for the period provided in the contract and the terms of the contract.
I second.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? No? Okay. All those in favor of approving the contract, aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Good. I'm sorry, let me do that one more time. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes.
Can I add an additional comment?
Sure, absolutely. Take all the time you like.
I just want to let you know, I want to reach out to the community. I'm going to be going to service groups that want me and talk about what I see and what I'm finding and what I'm going to do and let people know that I want them to know more.
Michael, you can put up your...
Okay. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay, item number four, I'll entertain a motion to table that item.
Motion to table.
Is there a second? Okay. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Table. Item number five, the board will elect a new president and vice president of the board.
I will nominate Chip to continue to be your president for the next year.
I second that.
Any other nominations?
I close nominations.
Okay. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
Oh.
Sorry.
Abstentions? Passes 4-0? 4-1?
4-1.
All right. And you need a vice president?
I make a motion that Peter Zabati stay as vice president.
I second it.
Okay. Any further discussion? Any other nominations? All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention?
Abstention.
No.
Abstention. I have to file your tradition.
4-0-1. Pass it.
4-0-1.
Item number six. The Ottawa Water District Board of Directors reconsider a request by GNW Construction for 8.25%, $2,233.86 charge, change order to the Lily Creek Flow Monitoring Structure Construction Contract. On December 19th, the Ottawa Water District Board asked for more explanation to increase the budgeted amount. Last invoice was submitted. We did have some additional information. Mr. Hunt, any comments?
Yeah, it was my understanding that Jack made some promises and that weren't kept and said actually just go ahead. You don't need to submit for this extra. We'll handle it, no problem. And kind of left them high and dry. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Kunkel?
I'm sorry I wasn't here last month when you came. Is it possible for you to explain again kind of what went on so I can hear it?
Yeah,
certainly.
Did you guys get the
yes.
additional? Okay, so I put a little conversation in there about the main items contributing to the overages. When we started the project, we found that the whole back, the area of the weir was just a bunch of trash backfill and it was a lot of asphalt chunks and all that kind of stuff. So we ended up having to get on the backhoe, which I ended up running for about 13 hours straight, cleaning up all the area to get it to where it was safe enough. Things weren't kind of coming down on our guys that were really working in there. And then also it was a lot of silt down in the bottom, which was not ideal for setting our forms and all that kind of stuff. So I brought Jack down. Said, Jack, we got to look at this. We think we're going to probably be going over budget a little bit just based on what we've seen already. I said, do we need to submit a change order? And at that point, Jack said, no, we'll just work it out in the end. And this was anticipating that things would go better, go smoother. I mean, of course, we gave a budget to not exceed, but that was based on some ideal conditions. We're hoping to have more water district personnel help than we did, but we continued the project in good faith, knowing that, okay, we'll be taken care of, we'll work it out in the end. And when the job came due, completed, I submitted the final invoice, that of which was less than the total amount. I called Jack promptly and said, hey man, is this sorting this out? And he says, oh, well, and he just kind of hemmed and hawed about it. It wasn't a very good response. He said that send him the reasons for the overages and that he'd present it to the board. So I showed up to that meeting and Jack wasn't here, so I don't really actually know what he submitted to you guys. But it was that, you know, that we thought that we had an agreement, we thought we fixed it, thought we were moving forward, and it apparently was not.
Thank you. Mr. Jin?
So this is the itemized detail as far as what the overages are that we see here.
Yeah, this was in response to Peter. The last meeting, you wanted to see the numbers, what the $27,000 was based upon, and then what we actually had put into the project, main hour-wise.
Okay. So we're talking about $2,333.87?
That's correct.
Okay.
Mr. Gladdy?
No question.
Okay. Any public comment? Steve?
To point out to Michael, previous general manager made a commitment to Garrett and said, go ahead and do it. Garrett did it and then came to the board meeting and found out that he wasn't going to get paid until this was submitted. We've had overages in before and huge overages in other areas. Before, when we had a general manager that was sitting there, it wasn't a problem. Last month, we didn't have a general manager sitting there and it became a problem. This man is local. We don't get a lot of local people that will volunteer or that say they want to work for Idlewild Water Company. And it'd be odd if Garrett would come back and say, oh yeah, I didn't have any problems at all. It was wrong what we did, both what the general manager said and what the board didn't okay. That's it.
Thank you. Vic?
I was here at the last meeting when this gentleman spoke, and I know from doing many building projects myself, things are rarely as you expect them to be, especially if he didn't get the support he was needing that was committed to him, and with the general manager giving him the green light without talking to you guys first, I don't think there's a reason in the world to deprive these guys of a fair wage for a fair job.
Thank you. Kate?
Give him his money.
Carrie, just one last question. Did you use more rock than you were anticipating?
We had no use of any rock. That was not our scope.
Oh, okay. Let's check.
Well, okay. Certainly we should pay. That's not the question. But certainly we need the details. But certainly the practice of giving a estimated price as opposed to a price fixed is something seriously to be looked at. It's obviously we should describe the conditions sufficiently so people like him can properly bid the job. But after that, you know, extra should be on extraordinary circumstances, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm sure you're going to follow that procedure. With that, I want to make a motion.
I would like to say one more thing because you kind of pointed out there. What he said, I was here at the last meeting too, and the fact that he didn't get the amount of help that he thought he was going to get from our people, our staff. And I'd like to say that I would hope that with our new general manager that and you survey, you know, going out into the field and seeing how people are working, that maybe more of our staff will be held accountable to what they're supposed to be doing.
And along those lines, I recall when this particular contract was approved, it was approved because our general manager said we're going to be doing a lot of these jobs, which essentially they didn't do. So with that, let me make a motion to approve the additional funds. Unless you, I'm sorry.
You can go ahead and make the motion in a second. We can still have discussion.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to make a motion. Have
okay,
discussion.
Go ahead.
Okay, I just see with these two pieces of paper in the agenda items here, one was, it says total over original estimate amount, $2,333.87. Now, the invoice here, I'm assuming from you here, at the bottom it says total due is $2,233.86. So those two numbers don't look like they coincide with each other. So I just want to be clear on what you were going to make a motion on here.
Well, let me ask you, what is the correct one?
Probably the invoice number.
The invoice number, probably, right?
Yeah.
He's got the original invoice here. $2,233.86. It's up by $100 what we're looking at.
I have it here, Carl.
You have invoice 006?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the correct amount?
Paid by the invoice.
Could be interest charges.
Yeah, come up with
this. This is just tight.
Good exams for you to experience first edition.
No, in one place you say the contract was $27,000, and another you say $27,000 was funded.
No, that was the $27,000 was solid.
Yeah, but on his right, it's $27,000.
Because he did it right, because the agreement was $27,000, but we paid for him $27,100.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
so it's just $233,000. Okay, let me make a motion that basically to approve the payment of invoice number 006 for G&W Construction for the amount of $2,233.86.
Second.
That's the motion.
Second. There's a first and a second. Any further discussion? No? All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes?
I have to abstain because he's a relative.
Thanks, Alvin Dave.
Wait a minute.
401 passes. Item number 8. The board will consider arranging a meeting of the new general manager in Newfield. We'll take out new field manager, supervisor. The board will consider arranging a meeting of the new general manager and the community. Mr. Hunt.
Isn't that item number 7?
It is item number 7.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I just thought we could discuss where we should do it, whether it's in this boardroom, maybe the town hall, maybe Mile High Cafe, and then, you know, like 11 to 2 or something like that, so different people could just kind of come in and out, and you could put on your dog,
yeah.
No, pony show.
Yeah.
No, just so you can eat. I think it'd be a good start to the community welcoming him.
I think we should approve, basically, such a meeting, and Mike Ford to arrange it, to make sure that it has the greatest participation.
Right.
Also, we'll link the details to him.
Sounds good.
Mr. Kunkel?
No comment, I agree with Peter.
Okay. Mr. Jin?
Yeah, I think you just leave it up to Mike.
So I'll make the motion to authorize the general manager to arrange for a public meeting at an appropriate place and time of his choosing.
We'll do more than one if necessary.
I second.
Great. All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Passes? 5-0. Mike's allowed to meet with the public at will.
I gotta go. I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Any further director's comments, Mr. Hunt?
Yeah, I'd just like to...
When I need to get people.
You guys on the watershed watchdogs still? No?
No.
I guess nobody out here is then. So I just think watershed watchdogs could keep an eye out on this issue with the Foster Lake, because if that particular person in Pine Cove has his way, we won't have Foster Lake anymore. And water will just run right off the mountain. That's all comment I have.
Mr. Kunkel?
No, I'm good.
Okay, Mr. Jin?
No, I don't have any comment.
I probably shouldn't say anything, but there was a terrible letter in the town crier by Jeff when he basically said, our water is dirt, etc., and you're poisoning people again.
I think filthy is the word that he used.
Is that poison?
Filthy. Yes.
So I guess we can't do anything about it, but no. I hope that we will recognize what we're doing. It's a hard job. We're spending a lot of time here. And hopefully we can, with the new manager in tow, we can improve some of our public image, etc., etc.
All right. My only comment would be, one of the things that we're going to do as a board with a new general manager is we're going to do more frequent evaluations, and the evaluations for the purpose of making sure that the board and the manager are in agreement with the priorities and direction and way that the district is being handled. We plan on doing 30, 60, and 90 days, and then after that we'll do some others. Also, one of the things that we've offered the general manager is a stipend to live in the district as part of his contract. At the next board meeting, we're going to consider that for more of the employees also, because we want to try and maintain the employees that we have and encourage development of locals as employees. Because we feel like there's a benefit to that. I personally feel there's a huge benefit to that. In the wintertime, in the middle of a snowstorm at night, when somebody from off the hill might not be chained up, might not have four-wheel drive, might not be able to get here for several hours while there's something that's causing huge problems. Whereas if somebody lives local, they're already chained up. They're already able to get to town. They're already able to know when something's practically happening, much like Peter knew that there was police in town around a certain place. So I just think there's a huge value to local talent, and so I'm asking the general manager to put that stipend on next month's agenda so that we can discuss that at that time.
I wanted to make the additional suggestion. I know evaluation is usually subject to confidential and closed sessions, but to the extent possible, to the extent where discussing goals and plans, we should make that portion of the meeting public so we could have public input.
Yes.
What was the police thing he's talking
about? I just saw three sheriff's car by the right on the main place. So
tonight?
I wonder if something happened.
Tonight?
The plant shop?
Yeah. No, by the auto shop.
By the storage.
Storage area.
By the storage area.
243 in the other direction.
All right. If there's no other director's comments, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn until the next. Steve.
I'll bounce in here. Pine Cove Water, which I paid them money to, they are after the residents to fill out a survey. And the information on this survey is necessary to assist the district to obtain funding from various federal and state funding programs. And then the thing comes from the one who's after the info, says how much you make and that kind of stuff. Is this anything that you guys would like a copy of?
Probably.
Sure. Why not? But
JP?
We'd have no problem in receiving a copy for our information. Thank you very much, Steve. We appreciate that. JP?
You already have it. You did the survey several years ago.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a survey to see what grants you qualify from by the economic status of your community. And so it's a pretty standard form. We'd be happy to look at it, though, because every year that they're sent out, there's minor changes. And there's different companies that do it, so if
it's
we ever needed to do it,
one pager,
it would be great to have
the
information
front of
the on file.
It says from the water district, and it says how important it is to get everybody's response, because it's a numbers thing.
Yes. It's like the meals program over at the school. If they get so many then you get, everybody gets a free lunch. Right. And they have nice chocolate milk over there. So.
also, when
it categorizes a disadvantaged community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
When somebody submits one of these and you go to the lawyer, each time you go to the lawyer, that costs the district money, correct? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yet Jeff complains about that in his letter to the editor, how much we spend on legal fees.
Is there any way to negate his frivolous comments?
No, I don't think so.
We have to look into every complaint that's filed and make sure that we're in compliant in every way. And so in many instances we spend a minimal amount of money because of the type of complaint it is, but there's other times where we've spent an exorbitant amount of money because of the nature of the complaint.
So I don't know how much will be spent, but we have to have a formal response before the board. So this is going to cost money. There's no question about it.
And is the water district being sued by anybody currently?
No, but there is that. Our rights to take some strawberry.
So Sue and Tom are not involved in any litigation against the board?
No. The only thing we're involved with is a previous complaint filed by Jeff almost 12 years ago.
Is there any way the district could write an ad or a letter to the editor explaining to the community and even using Mr. Smith's name, saying this is costing the community a lot of money to have to answer one complaint after another? We've spent enormous amounts of money on these sorts of things and try to, you know, give a little pushback. It just seems that it's out of hand now.
But in some ways, if you just do that to Jeff, he's just going to send more letters and more things.
But he's never going
to
stop.
And I did discuss this with Becky, and Becky's right, you know. Everybody has a right to submit letters, and they have an obligation to publish.
Including private citizens that oppose his view.
Mm-hmm.
Private citizens that oppose his view can publish as many letters as they would like.
Mm-hmm. So somebody from Austin, Texas, could make a complaint against you guys, and you'd have to respond.
Yep. Yes. Insane. You don't need a. Yep. There's no jurisdictional requirement that he has to be a district.
Well, then I guess everybody who knows them should just share their opinion with them.
I think the watershed watchdog should keep a watch. I mean, that's part of the sentence in the watershed.
Just to tell you the bottom line, David, the watershed watchdogs, they sort of fractured my wife and I out of it because we're strong supporters of the community center, and I've been working on it for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I know Dave Butterfield to be an honest and decent man and a very generous thing he's providing to the community. Mm-hmm. The complaints about the sewer pipe and the easements and all that, to me, were just, you know, somebody throwing a red herring in there. And I can't do both with the same thing. I have a lot of respect for that project, and I want to see it be completed. And so although the watershed watchdogs, per se, no longer will have my name on it or Kate's, it doesn't mean we're not going to pay attention. But I do appreciate Michael coming back for a second try at this job and getting it, and I wish him every earmark of success. He's got a job ahead of him, and I'm at his disposal for anything I can put in.
Good, thank you.
I want to see it work.
Yeah, me too.
Great, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn until February 20th, 2019, 6 o'clock for our next meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstention?
Aye.
Passes.